Hey, good morning. This is JJ and Joanne, and we are very happy to be joined by Jason Fisher, who's with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. You are a fish biologist, and your last name is Fisher. Are you kidding me right now?
No, not kidding you.
Oh, I love it, Jason. All right, listen, you guys made news because the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, because last week you guys caught in the Detroit River a 240-pound sturgeon that you believe is over 100 years old. We'll get to how you know that in just a bit, but what went through your mind when you reeled that thing in?
Well, this was part of our standard lake sturgeon surveys that we do in the Detroit River every year. In the Detroit River, they've been running since 2007. And this was, you know, by far the biggest one we've collected. So that was very exciting for our crews. It was quite more of a tussle than we were ready for. But, you know, we managed to get it out of the boat. It took all three of us, my crewmates, Jenny and Paige, that worked.
Okay, we've all seen the picture by now, Friday or over the weekend. We've seen the picture of the fish lying in the boat and the person lying next to it. Are you that person?
No, that is my crewmate, Jenny. So I guess to give you a reference, the fish is 6'10". Jenny's 5'6", so you can kind of...
My goodness.
Together, yeah.
Did that fish weigh 200 pounds because it had Jimmy Hoffa inside of it? Because, damn, that's a big damn fish.
No, we suspect it was a female. The females get much larger than the males.
Jason, I think a lot of people wonder, like, you guys got this fish, but I know you put it back in the water. You tagged it first, I assume, because part of your job with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is to kind of survey how many sturgeon are out there and what the population is like, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So The work that we're doing out there that week is specifically to monitor lake sturgeon populations in the Detroit River, and being able to tag these fish and then recapture them later on provides some critical information about how many fish systems. It helps us keep track of their population status, which is important because they are a threatened species.
What is the craziest thing that you've ever found fishing in the Detroit River?
We do catch some random stuff like fishing poles that have gone over the side of the boat or nothing.
I lost a fishing pole in 1998 over the Detroit River when I was fishing in Wyandotte, so maybe that's the one that you caught.
Describe it,
sure,
Jason. What did it look like?
It was gray. It had a push-button reel on it, and it also had SpongeBob on it. So just let me know if you find that one, because I really miss it.
We've gotten a few... a few of those push-button ones, but I don't think we have any with SpongeBob.
Oh, okay.
Oh, darn it. Hey, as we say goodbye, can we just tell you guys we buried the lead? Jason just told us that there's a 100-year-old fish who's still spawning in the Detroit River. What the heck?
That's a libido.
What's the secret to his success?
Oh, too funny. All right. Hey, Jason Fisher, thank you so much for joining us. Quite a find last week for you guys. And thanks for taking the time to talk to us about it.
Yeah, thank you.